Storms brought as many as 50 tornadoes through the Plains states Friday. The one that left the path of destruction through parts of Abilene was determined to be an EF2, meaning winds reached speeds between 111 and 135 miles per hour. Abilene City Manager Robert Hanna says this is not the kind of weather event that Abilene expects, even when severe storms head toward the city.
A kind of colloquial wisdom was that Abilene was immune from a tornado because of its geography and how it was positioned. And I think we've all learned that Mother Nature will do what it wants when it wants.
Monday, volunteers turned out again to help the city's cleanup crews collect the broken tree limbs, roof shingles, and fence planks that littered neighborhoods on the west side of the city. Abilene United Way President Kathy Ashby says they've been overwhelmed by the community's response.
It's not only businesses, it's individuals, families, people who are off work today came in and helped. And our cup overfloweth with blessings in Abilene. Even in the midst of such a tragedy, it's just a great day to live in a community like this.
The United Way of Abilene and the Community Foundation of Abilene are collecting cash donations to help families affected by the storm. As of this afternoon, the organizations had tallied more than $14,000. And while tornadoes tear through some properties and leave neighbors untouched, Robert Hanna says there are ripple effects from the storm, affecting even those whose homes and landscaping are still intact.
Today's a trash day, right? It's a regular trash day for folks. I'm just going to put it out there. Please be patient, right? This is an extraordinarily exceptional event, and we need people's patience and grace as we go about doing our jobs to make this work. We will pick up all the trash. We will pick up all the storm debris.
Hanna says city officials are still cataloging damage and won't know for the next week or two whether they'll be applying for state or federal emergency funds. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.